This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
We want to talk a little bit today about what happens to a woman when she comes into our shelter. Everybody knows we have shelters. People contribute to us. But let's just talk a little bit about what happens when a woman comes into the shelter. And typically it starts with an emergency call to the police, doesn't it?
Right. And oftentimes our clients come in the middle of the night, during the week or over the weekend, oftentimes at night, and law enforcement will escort them there or bring them to our shelter. And most of the time they do not have a chance to gather their clothes or that kind of thing, so they come in just with nothing.
That's right. I say they come in with the clothes on their back and their children. That's about all they have in many instances. Most instances,
yeah.
I would say. That's the typical situation. And the police usually bring them in because both of us recognize the danger in, you know, a civilian going into a highly charged atmosphere like that. So I don't let any of my people go to the house where all of this is going on.
We don't either. And if we can safety plan with people ahead of time, if staff has been talking to the victim ahead of time, then they can safety plan about a safe way to exit. But oftentimes folks don't leave until there's a crisis.
Right. And when you think about it, clothing and furnishings and all that kind of stuff, those are just things. They can be replaced. But there are certain things that you probably need to think about and maybe put together a little emergency kit if you're even contemplating leaving a situation like that. For example, we've got a lady in our shelter now who has a child, and the husband is trying to control the situation by keeping the documents that the child needs, for example, Social Security cards. And he will not give her the original Social Security card, so we're having to go back and apply for a duplicate from the Social Security Administration, which can be done, but it all takes time.
And if you don't have birth certificates, it can make it difficult. So.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times getting housing for people depends on having this documentation and whatnot. If you're going to get subsidized housing, you have to prove that you're an American citizen and who you are and so forth. And so all of these things are necessary. But, you know, putting together a little emergency kit that has things like anything about insurance, if you have insurance on your children, medical insurance, you're going to need that information.
Exactly.
Policy numbers.
And also family pictures that cannot be replaced.
Right.
I know now we can put things on the computer and have disk and this and that, but I'm with the older photos that you don't have any negatives or any way to save them, you know, grab those. Any family heirlooms, maybe kind of put them to the side, you know, things that the can be never be replaced.
Right. And because once you leave that situation, you may not be able to get back in. That's usually the situation, without, you know, going through a lot of hoops and having attorneys and arrange things and go there with the police and all of that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And if you can grab your bank card, credit cards, some money, your checkbook, that's something to think about too.
Right. And driver's licenses, any of those things that you're going to need for identification and just everyday living once you get out of there. And like I say, the clothing and the household furnishings, don't worry about that kind of stuff, because we have thrift shops, and that's one of the reasons why we even have a thrift shop.
We have people who donate to our thrift stores, and we have a garage next to our shelter where we store furniture and dishes and household items. But we also have the clothing and some other household items at our thrift stores. And
that's the way we got started in the thrift store business. I know in Mitchell County, anyway, that we started collecting stuff because women would need to, once they left the shelter, were going to need furniture and clothing and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the donations come in, and you find out pretty quickly that you get more donations than you've got space to keep it. So why not turn it around and make a little money for the shelter or for the agency, and also help some people in the community.
Yes, yes. And we are in the process now of, we're closed right now, we're under renovations, and we're going to be under new management in Yancey County, and we may even change the name of the store, so be on the lookout for more information about that. We are still accepting donations of anything that you would like to bring to our store, and we have a bin out front. We do not mind if you leave things out there in the evenings or over the weekend, and we will have a grand opening. I'm not saying reopening because it's probably going to be a totally new store.
Give them a phone number in case they want to get in touch with
you. Yes, in Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056. But if you'd like to discuss anything about donations, it costs 678-3436. And we are also still in need of a pickup truck so we can run around and pick up donations.
And in Mitchell County, call us at Safe Place, 765-4044. Thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.